This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You're free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
You can call either call the regular old landlines, or you can use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com. You'll sound like you're right in the studio. We were talking last hour about... Well, looks like Senator Bernie Sanders has come down with some kind of heart attack situation, heart illness, coronary illness kind of situation, and had some stents put in. Now, he'll probably be back up and running here in the relatively near future, but I've been complaining that he's too old for some time. Like the last go-around, he's too old.
I just think that all the things he wants to do, first off, his socialism thing are, you know, they're pretty ridiculous.
But all of them want the same thing.
Tulsi.
So he's not really any different.
Tulsi's not there in this stuff.
Tulsi Gabbard.
Right. Tulsi Gabbard's not, like, there in this stuff. I hear a lot of pundits that are anti-Tulsi say she's a socialist. You know, the only couple of things I've heard her say about health care as president, commander-in-chief, they're basically ineffective on. They could, you know, support Congress by not vetoing something that came through like that. But, you know, with her, for example, it's, you know, that the anti-war thing is just, she's like Ron Paul. She's consistently anti-war. You know, Bernie is not anti-war. He has voted for sanctions. He has, as a senator, his voting record shows he is not anti-war.
He was a big proponent of the F-35, which was a trillion-dollar airplane that basically can't outfly an F-16. He got lots of benefits for Vermont there. Now, I guess you could say that being pro-fighter plane isn't necessarily being pro-war any more than being pro-handgun is being pro-murder. But, I mean, you know, it's really irresponsible as far as spending goes. By the way, if you want to go see, there's a great article out there by Counterpunch, which is basically a communist rag that says, no, Senator Bernie Sanders is not anti-war, and they make their case from their side. My side, I don't particularly care. Bernie never really floated my boat at all. I might have voted for him if the situation had been right in 2016, because I will always consistently vote for the most anti-war candidate. But fortunately, I had Gary Johnson, who was pretty anti-war though in 2012, if not so adamant on it in 2016, but they were running a different campaign at that point, so I was able to vote for Gary Johnson. I'm, as a libertarian, able to sort of sit back to some extent and laugh at all y'all who are fighting over who's going to win and who's going to lose. I've been proud of Trump on a few issues. I was pretty proud when he said that he wasn't going to bomb... Was it Syria or Iran? Because 135 people were going to die or something.
Yeah, well, I don't remember what. I think it was Iran. They said that Iran.
It's a problem that we don't even know which country it was.
Right. They said Iran sent a drone somewhere to do something to some boat in some water.
Right. It was Iran. And, you know, I'm glad he did that. I've been glad to see what he's doing with Kim Jong-un. Generally, Trump has made me pretty happy with his foreign policy. And as far as I'm concerned, the president's foreign policy is all that matters. That's what the role is. If you're voting for a president based on domestic policy, you don't understand the Constitution. Domestic policy is put in place by the House and the Senate. Not by the president. Yes,
right.
they will veto or sign something. And sure, I can see why you might want your person, you know, in for that. But that's not the reason. I think it was a Bill Clinton quote that if you complimenting the president on the economy is like complimenting the bull rider on the bull or something, like the bull ride. You know, basically the president has very little to do.
Yeah,
with
complimenting the bull rider on how hard the bull bucks. The bull rider doesn't control that. So as a kid... I wanted to be a bull rider, and my dad wouldn't let me. So you get 50 points is a max for the rider, and 50 points is the max for the bull. And there's several different judges judging the bucking of the bull and also judging the action of the rider. So you could be the best bull rider in the world and get a bull that don't buck hard. You're not going to be in the money. To where you can be a mediocre bull rider that just hung on and that bull bucked really hard and you can beat those other guys. I mean, that's just the way bull riding works. And it's all the luck of the draw. And it also, this is competition for breeding bucking bulls and all this. And they're worth like hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's stupid.
Well, I mean, it's, but, yeah, it's not stupid if it makes money, right?
Oh,
I mean,
yes, it makes money.
Bull riding is something is pretty much the only thing out of a rodeo that most people want to watch.
Oh, the girls love watching. My mom loved going to the rodeos if there was going to be hot bull riders. She was, I want to see those cowboy butts on those bulls. And those, she just loved that.
Those guys are full-on athletes.
Oh, yes.
There's no doubt. And they take their lives in their hands going out there and doing that. It's a money sport. So, you know, I mean, I may not like the money sport, whatever the money sport is, but I can appreciate that it puts butts in seats,
mm-hmm,
and it sells ads, and it, yep, does these things that it's supposed to do. By all means, I'm not here to give it any trouble. Where were we? How in the world did we get on to bull riding?
Speaking of bull, as in bovine feces and the DNC, I really want to disrupt the DNC. I want to see them be disrupted because they're disrupting this election. They've disrupted the last election. The RNC has disrupted elections. I've watched it firsthand. I did participate in and watched the vote in 2008 and 2012. I didn't have a horse in the race really in 2016, so I just didn't care. You know, as far as I'm concerned, there was nobody out there I liked. I was pretty much about Ron Paul.
I will pick my candidate based on somebody who has the likelihood. They have to have enough states that they're on the ballot in order to win. So they have to be on enough states to be able to win enough electoral votes to, you know, walk through this. I'll support somebody who manages to get on the ballot in that many states and has their name there where somebody can check it as opposed to writing it in or something like that. I just can't quite get myself around a write-in campaign for president because basically you can't win doing it.
So I want to get Tulsi's name on these ballots in all these states, and she's in the Democrat Party, and I feel the best way to support freedom right now on a national political level is for people to be in a position as voters to be able to vote in a Democrat primary. Now, this is what I've been telling people for about 2 weeks now. I've been having conversations with people. I've been picking up microphones at libertarian gatherings. I've been getting booed. I've been getting cheered, which is actually pretty funny when you're getting booed and cheered at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's like you people who are booing me, just please come talk to me.
I understand.
You guys need to talk to.
That I understand why principled libertarians are like, Tulsi Gabbard, why do you support her? She's not a principled libertarian. And she's not.
Yeah, sure, she's not.
And but she is one of the, well, there's going to be a Democratic nominee. Would you like that Democratic nominee to be lukewarm on war, to be totally pro-war, or to be totally anti-war?
Well, right
because
now,
at this point, that's all that's happening, ladies and gentlemen. There is a Democratic nomination process going on. We're not talking about who's going to be president. We're talking about who the Democratic nominee is going to be. And if you don't understand that as far as politics, you need to think about it for a little while. So, do you have an opinion on who the Democratic nominee should be? Because I do. My opinion is it should be Tulsi Gabbard. Not because she's the world's most principled libertarian. She's not. But I'll bet she's paying a little bit more attention to libertarian philosophy these days than she did a few months ago.
She's getting huge libertarian support at all her town hall meetings.
Right.
And the number one threat to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is freaking war. It is freaking war. And whatever we do to other nations of the world, I believe in karma, that we're going to receive karma, we're going to inherit karma, even though it's not the will of us people, it is the will of the politicians who are allegedly representing us.
I don't mean it in a spiritual sense. I mean that it's pretty obvious. I mean, you could go through. I just saw some chart that I can't remember. Maybe I saw it on, I don't know. Somehow it came up on my screen. It's like the nations that hate the U.S. the most. look, I don't need any trouble from people in Argentina or Indonesia or whatever because they dislike the U.S.
Canadians just dislike us because of our foreign policy. I dealt with that when I used to do business in Canada.
Right, and I have nothing to do with our foreign the United States' foreign policy. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Your opinions are welcome. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Divvy is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divvy to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the U.S. dollar, and euros. Divvy is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other altcoins are languishing, the Divvy price has risen substantially against BTC. Now's the time to make a switch to Divvy or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divvy. Visit DivvyProject.org. Divvy is crypto made easy. Plus one-click master notes. DivvyProject.org. Again, DivvyProject.org.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. We were talking a bit earlier about diets. We were talking about Bernie Sanders and his heart situation, and I don't know what Bernie Sanders' diet's like, but I think we all can agree that our diet affects our health, especially later in life. And if you're like me, you can't eat well every single time you have a meal. You just, or you choose not to. And I think Balance of Nature has a pretty good solution. They've got these Balance of Nature fruit capsules and the Balance of Nature vegetable capsules. And with just three of each, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. This isn't a drug. This isn't an extract or anything like that. It's just food dehydrated and put into a capsule. And it's a lot of nutrition. People who take Balance of Nature report that their skin looks better. Bags under their eyes go away. They have an increase in energy. Back pain is reduced or goes away. That certainly will happen if you lose weight. Getting sick less or not at all, eating a good diet is going to help you feel better. You can go online, become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. After your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no additional charge an extra set of fruits and veggies. It's a limited time offer. Don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL. Balanceofnature.com, coupon code FTL. Let's go to Mike calling in from Washington, listening on KDKW. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys. You were talking about Tulsi Gabbard. I really like Tulsi. I was a peacetime grunt, 80s, so I didn't see any combat. She's a soldier. I think Donald Trump is a soldier also at heart. He doesn't roll over. I think he's going to get reelected, but I hope if he does that he actually figures out a way to get Tulsi Gabbard to come to the other side and put her in a very important place, because I think she would be good for this country and there would be more of a balance between the two of them.
I'm not sure that what would happen if you were, I mean, Hawaii is a pretty thoroughly blue state. Like, there's, like, different types of Democrats in Hawaii so much that they, the real process of getting elected is in the primaries in Hawaii. I don't know whether you would have much luck, getting, you know, whether it would even be a good idea for her to switch sides. And by the way, she doesn't have to switch sides. She can be a Republican and work for the Trump administration.
I mean, she could be a Democrat.
Well, that's
and work
what
for
I'm
Trump.
Saying is, yeah, I think a lot of people like her, and I think between the two of them, a lot of people would come together, which is what we're trying to get people to do anyway, not bumping heads for four years at a time. I think it would be more of a balance, because a lot of people on the left like her, and a lot of people on the right like her as well, I think, because she has no dirt. She's a soldier, and I think we need some soldiers, and I just think it'd be a good balance if he could get her up there somewhere, and she might knock him down a little bit, you know, and balance things out. That's all.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Appreciate it. Okay, bye.
To add to what Mike had to say there, I was actually having a conversation with so I got this nice sign, Tulsi banner, out in front of my house, which is on a heavily traveled state highway.
I have a Tulsi sign out in front of my house, which is not on a heavily traveled state highway.
And, you know, I'm often hearing horn beeps when people drive by.
Yep.
Now, I can't see what's going on at the
supposedly
road.
Supposedly, Tulsi's winning the yard sign competition in New Hampshire.
I believe that.
And that's meaningful. Well, I mean, so she was out of the debates, and then they brought her back in. For somebody to come back in from being kicked out of the debates is incredible.
There's been tremendous good press on Tulsi in the alternative media, in all the small media. There's all kinds of, like, whether it's Max Kaiser, Jimmy Dore, who's the governor, Ventura. Jesse Ventura has been talking about it on his show. A lot of, like, RT, you know, talk has been about Tulsi, and just other, you know, YouTuber media, you know, guys that, you know, they're like these progressive dudes, and they're like talking like libertarians almost.
Right. I don't know everything there is to know about Tulsi Gabbard, but I know enough about her competition to know I don't like them.
Right.
So, the fact that somebody might go, and in New Hampshire it would be very easy to switch party affiliation and just go ahead and...
this is what I've been telling people to do. So for weeks now, I've been talking about Tulsi Gabbard. I've been getting, you know, booed by libertarians and Republicans a little bit when I pick up a mic somewhere and talk about this, which I don't really care.
And
I
also
get cheers. I get cheered. And I talk to them and say, hey, listen, you know, the biggest threat to life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness is war. Bottom line. Second, to all, everybody on a Democrat side, as far as I'm concerned, with the exception of Tulsi Gabbard, is absolutely terrible. And they are all, one way or another, going to just keep the war machine afloat if they become president. And I don't, now I don't believe the DNC even wants to be holding this hot potato when everything melts down. That's a whole other thing. But just the fact that in New Hampshire, in order to vote for Tulsi Gabbard in the primary, you have to, I believe, 90 days, and I should have got this date before
Sounds right. The show,
but it's 90 days before the primaries.
And the primary is probably going to be in very early January, correct, this go-around, which means that you would have to be prepared very early,
like next week,
yeah,
like
October,
real soon. That's what I've been saying. You know, and I talked to a few other guys last night, actually, at a new movers party, about, you know, this, and they're like, oh yeah, it's going to happen early. You know, 2020, early 2020 is the primary. They weren't, sometime in the spring, they were saying, but the thing is, New Hampshire, they changed it in 2012. The rules on this, that you had to be either registered unenrolled or registered Republican to vote for Ron Paul. This is why in 2012, Ron Paul came in second in a Democrat primary, because people wrote him in.
And the Republican primary. He came in second in both.
Right.
That might be historically the first time that's ever happened. Now, news media didn't really report on it because I guess, you know, the results of the New Hampshire primary sort of, you know, don't qualify. In baseball, any stupid thing has a statistic, but
right,
Ron Paul getting second in both is pretty impressive.
So, if you are anti-war, right now, it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat. If you're anti-war, if you want freedom, the thing that you can do is get yourself in a position in your particular jurisdiction where on primary day you can vote, you can cast your vote for Tulsi Gabbard.
Now, it's good to be able to cast a vote. I will point out also, Jay, that even if you can't cast a vote is that basically every dollar you send to the campaign is like another vote.
Yeah, so if you can send
as a Republican, you could send $1,000 to the Tulsi Gabbard campaign, and that's more meaningful than getting out and voting for her. Not to say you shouldn't, because she needs the votes too, but having signs matters. It's getting news.
And voting in a primary, so in New Hampshire, what you got to do is, if you're currently a Republican, and this is probably very true many places because they make it very difficult to, you know, get these Ron Pauls and Tulsis, you know, any traction in a primary. This is, they're all about keeping the establishment, you know, guys in there. So in New Hampshire, you need to, like, next week, you got to do this tomorrow. Go to your town hall, and if you're a Republican, get yourself either enrolled as a Democrat or unenrolled, and then you can go and you can vote for Tulsi in the Democratic primary. And then when you walk out of the polling area where you just voted, you say, hey, make me unenrolled again, or put me back as a Republican.
Your call's next, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years, with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on up to crypto whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he will cooperate with the impeachment inquiry.
Well, I always cooperate. This is a hoax. This is the greatest hoax. This is just a continuation of what's been playing out.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the president is stunned by the opening of the inquiry.
We see the actions of this president being an assault on the Constitution. Once we had his even admission to that, we had no choice but to go forward.
The State Department Inspector General gave a presentation to Congress. Congressman Jamie Raskin says it's propaganda.
The names that you've been reading about in the conspiracy theories are in this package. The Bidens are in there, Yovanovitch is in there, and so on. So there's been an attempt to create a narrative that would somehow justify what the president did.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll know notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. That's what the amplifiers support on Free Talk Live. If you want people to be able to call in and talk about whatever they want to talk about, you want to give a platform to people to discuss things in real life as opposed to on social media, then Free Talk Live's your man or show or whatever. Go to amp.freetalklive.com as PorcupineRealEstate.com has done. PorcupineRealEstate.com is a gold amplifier, meaning they give us $10 a month. We ask for $5, and that's what we appreciate. That's, you know, amplifiers and amplifiers as far as I'm concerned, but I'm glad for folks like Mark Warden, the Porcupine Real Estate, to support us. And I've had him on, actually, a couple of times, done some interviews.
He's such a good dude. I was talking to him last night at the New Movers Party in Manchester. They have a monthly get together for new porks. People come to for the Free State Project, and like the last, you know, 6-7 months, there's been people just pouring in from the from California and New York because they are leaving socialist nations, is the way they put it. One guy said it last night. One lady, actually, she's an immigrant from Ukraine or Russia or something, and she's like, I have left two socialist nations, she said. Fled two socialist nations.
It's always interesting to see here the Eastern Bloc people talk about socialism in the United States, because I don't think people recognize it at all. But Mark Warden is a great example of how a good real estate agent can save you more money than they end up costing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I bought my house with him, and, you know.
People are very happy with his services. He's a great guy.
Olivia calling in from Arizona, listen on YouTube. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark and Jay.
What's on your mind?
This is interesting about Tulsi Gabbard. I feel like this is the only place I really hear about her. She sounds really interesting, so I do hope that y'all talk about her some more. But
well, as long as she stays in the campaign, I'm willing to talk to her about her.
I think Mark mentioned that maybe someday you might move somewhere else, like to a different country, perhaps. Did I hear that? I was curious if you wanted to talk about that.
Sure.
The news is so depressing. I heard this new story about Texas made this law. If you protest the oil pipeline, they can slap you with a felony and 10 years in prison. It's insane.
Well, I hope a lot of people engage in civil disobedience when it comes to protesting pipelines. I mean, the pipeline, actually, Tulsi was very much talks about Standing Rock and, you know, and respecting property rights and, you know, this tribal property. And, you know, they put that, I can't remember what the pipe was, a Keystone pipeline that went through there. Some pipeline went through there. And basically what they were very worried about, they go under a river that, you know, supplies a lot of the water for the farms and the municipal drinking water within this Indian reservation, and that pipeline actually leaked, and it contaminated that river like months or year after. I don't remember the exact timeline, but what the native folks were concerned about happened.
Yeah, in the news story I read, the Native Americans went to protest at the Texas State Capitol, and of course the brown-shirted goons threw them out on their behinds. It was pretty horrible.
As far as leaving the U.S., I have, you know, I think that I don't think this is good, a single good enough reason that it's cheaper in Central American countries to retire there. There certainly are plenty of places in Central American countries that you can retire a bit more cheaply and that sort of thing. But you can retire pretty cheaply in Florida in certain places. Sure, you can't move to Naples and expect to retire very well. But, you know, there are communities that surround Naples that are quite inexpensive. I mean, I was looking, for whatever reason, somebody showed me a house in Sarasota, Florida, not exactly a low-rent district. That was, it was, you know, a trailer. But, I mean, a one-bedroom, one-bath trailer in a trailer park, an old people trailer park. And in Sarasota, a trailer park is not considered, you know, bad digs, because the old people take nice care of things. So $20,000. I mean, pretty much anybody can afford that. Obviously, you can go places where the food is a little less costly and a variety of things. But when you're talking about housing, pretty inexpensive. Once you're over the 62 or whatever, you get Medicare, and you know your Social Security kicks in. So I don't think that just the cost of living is a good enough reason to leave the U.S. But for me, I'm so frustrated with my fellow Americans. I'm just frustrated with listening to them babble on about the crap and the nonsense that they're upset about and this thing or the other thing. When they've let the country deteriorate to the point that it's $22 trillion in debt. Now, I'm not saying I'm moving next week or anything like that.
And it's far more than $22 trillion, by the way. But yeah.
That's not even unfunded liability.
What they're telling you about.
And they're complaining about this thing or that thing, whatever it is. It's all insignificant compared to what has happened to the U.S. And, you know, people can call me unpatriotic because I won't stand for the pledge. But I won't stand for the pledge because I don't believe in loyalty oaths like the founding fathers don't. They can say that I'm, you know, unpatriotic because I'm willing to leave. I'm mostly interested in leaving because I'm sick and tired of what Americans have brought America to. I think that immigrants to this country are better Americans than Americans are. And that's a pretty sad thing to say.
Oh, I've experienced that with the guys I worked with in Colorado. I mean, I have often said about talking to my stepfather about my little sister, I'm like, you know, I says, my little sister would do a lot better marrying one of these, you know, Mexican illegals that work in your operation than any white dude I've met around here, because they're good. They have good values. These people, they work hard. They don't, they're just, they care about their mom. They care about their brother and sister. They care about their kids. They're just, they have like these family values you just don't really find in like the average American. It's gone in the average American.
Go ahead, Olivia.
Oh, no, Mark, I feel you completely, really, every day. Well, especially today, for some reason, I'm in a funk, and I'm just like, man, you know, it sounds good, some island somewhere, tropical island.
Well, I've been to quite a few of them, and I generally have a nice time on those tropical islands. They,
right?
They cost a bit more for the people, the tourists, they cost more for, but you can live pretty cheap there. I was in Belize a few years ago, and we stopped off at a roadside stand and paid, I think, $4 for a plate of food. It's pretty inexpensive to eat, if you eat at the right places. Obviously,
and
you
the
can find
good.
Yeah, the food was good. It was everything's organic because they don't even know what inorganic means. They don't even know the difference. Thanks for the call, Olivia.
So Tuesday, February 11th, is primary day in New Hampshire. I just Googled it. So there's some information. I'm going to figure out where the 90-day point is and
well,
come up with
that. Well, I think each state, the best thing to do is to encourage people to check out your state's rules as far as, you know, re-registering. Now, Rush Limbaugh did this at one point, too. This isn't particularly unusual. Go. There's no reason. Look, who's going to win the Republican primary? If you're a Republican or you're undeclared, then who's going to win the Republican primary? If you don't think it's Donald Trump, then, well, I got news for you. So you might as well register Democrat and vote in the Democratic primary.
And vote for Tulsi. If you really want your vote to maybe kind of sort of count a little bit, I'm not saying when you go do this, your vote's actually going to count, but it's really not. But it's going to kind of sort of count a little bit.
The question is, will it matter? Not if it counts. When I, you know, here in New Hampshire, I lived in a little town. They had a big brown box that they put all the ballots in. And you could stand there all day. Literally stand there all day and watch people put stuff into this box. And then you could be there and watch them pull all the ballots out of that box and count them up. And you could, if you wanted, count them up too. So anybody who says that, you know, all the elections are rigged in America, well, I know one that's not. And sure, they can throw certain elections. Basically, it only matters in certain counties where you know, the votes go. I mean, these people that did the political thing, they've really got it down to the counties. But I think it's to me, if you care about it, you might as well vote. That's my opinion. 855-450-3733. You can give me yours. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Final segment.
And we will be doing Freer Talk Live tonight. Myself, Silver Dave, and Nobody. I should have mentioned it a little earlier, but and it will only be on the Discord and Twitch feeds, I believe.
So you go to discord.freetalklive.com and twitch.freetalklive.com. I think it's twitch.lrn.fm too, and then discord.lrn.fm will also work. Possibilities, but, you know, personally, I don't think that lrn.fm necessarily seems like a URL to people, so I like to use freetalklive.com. So.
And we'll just be kind of joking around, just talking about things that are on our mind, you know, nobody's running for mayor, and Silver Dave's always got good things to bring up and talk about, and you know, he's a college student now, and he's having fun over here at Keene State, and it's just a little fun for us, and we get to learn how to run the first chair and, you know, use the board, and it's good practice, and it's just fun.
Well, it's a lot of it's three guys that are sort of known for their ability to say wild things here on the air, with the ability to say even more wild things off the air.
Because it's pretty much uncensored. You know, we can use the words that we can't use on the air.
Right, and a whole variety of them. I know they get used, so it's what's the best bet? Twitch? .lrn.fm.
I think that is the best bet, yes.
So put that in your URL, twitch.lrn.fm, and watch the after show, Free Your Talk Live. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, somebody made the mistake of mentioning Harrison Ford, so I have to say, Harrison Ford's wife served me a glass of wine at their house one time.
Oh, that's a
ranch.
Where's the ranch?
Jackson, Wyoming.
I see.
Yeah.
So they still have this ranch in Jackson?
I'm sure he does. I don't know that for sure, but I'm sure he does.
I think Ricky Schroeder's out in Wyoming, or maybe it's Colorado. I don't know. Looked that up one time.
There's some beautiful places out there.
Man, yeah. I was in near Jackson Hole, and that's where essentially Yellowstone is, if I got that right.
Yep.
And it's gorgeous. I mean, Yellowstone is just gorgeous, especially all those weird colored lichens that only live in that particular area. You go out there and see the Old Faithful and the geysers and all that stuff. It's amazing.
Yeah, yep. Sure is.
So what's on your mind, David?
The bubble-headed bleach blonde that comes on at 5.
Yeah, what is that? That's Eddie Money song?
Close. Okay. Don Henley.
Okay.
That tell you about the plane crash with a gleam in her eye.
There was a plane crash that just went on today.
Yeah, it's a hobby of mine to when a plane crashes, I like to listen to the bubble-headed bleach blondes on the television and the radio make all kinds of speculations and such. And I can pretty much tell you what happened to this plane just from all I see is one still photograph and have like one sentence of report as to what people saw, and I can pretty much tell you what happened.
Well, tell me.
The dude lost one or more engines on takeoff, probably just one. It sounds like his number four
like
engine
one.
There was. Yeah. Which in an older airplane that they may not be getting as much power out of those engines as when it was brand new, or who knows, they might be getting more. I don't know. Theoretically, that airplane should be able to maintain level flight probably with two engines and if it's lightly loaded. So they should have been fine with three engines remaining, but, you know, who knows whatever else the circumstances are. And then, when a pilot loses an engine on takeoff, what he wants to do is he wants to come back around and land if possible. And then here's where the problem comes in is very experienced pilots, this generally doesn't happen to. It's lesser experienced ones or ones that don't have balls of steel. And so what they're doing is they're taking off in one direction. In order to land, they basically need to make a U-turn to come back. And if you're underpowered and just barely staying, maintaining altitude, as the report was in this case, getting lower and lower, inexperienced pilots or nervous pilots, they keep trying to make that turn and come around and come around and come around, but turning requires more power than just going straight ahead. And that makes the problem worse because you keep losing altitude more rapidly than if you just level the wings and do whatever you got to do straight ahead. And so he made it all the way around back to the landing end of the runway that he took off of, but just a day late and a dollar short, and didn't touch down in control, and then apparently lost control on the ground and went off the runway and hit a structure. And then you see the smoke and hole in the ground thing in the photograph. What he should have done, and this is assuming I'm correct.
For those who didn't get to see it, by the way, this is a B-17 that crashed today in Hartford's Bradley Airport. Go ahead.
Connecticut.
Yeah, Connecticut.
Yeah, and what he should have done, assuming I'm correct, and I can be wrong, because like I said, I'm going off of a picture of a smoke and hole in the ground and one sentence or two sentences of a witness report. And what he should have done, if I'm correct, is he should have recognized that he's not for sure the outcome. As a matter of fact, this is part of the verbiage in an airline transport pilot flight test, quote, with the outcome never in doubt. And for the commercial pilot's license, which is a license below the airline transport, it says never seriously in doubt. And what happened is apparently the successful completion of this maneuver was in doubt, and I'd even say seriously in doubt. What he should have done is he should have gone more or less straight ahead. He could have, you know, angled off 30, 40 degrees right or left and looked for the most open place ahead of him to put it down. And granted, that may have been a fairly congested area where there were no good options. But the alternative was, the alternative got half the people on board killed anyway.
Yeah.
So
and quite a few of the rest are in critical condition. They may not make either. Yeah, it was certainly a bad result.
Yeah. So anyway,
it's a sad story. Thanks for the call, David.
Yep.
855. Oh, I've given the number. It's pretty much over and done with here. When we were talking earlier, Jay, about this sort of retiring to a foreign country, I was talking about just sort of my distaste to some extent, just for sort of what I see America turning into.
I enjoyed your Porkfest talk on this, and then I actually listened to it again because it's on freekeen.com.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where, if you probably Mark Edge, freekeen.com. And your talk was about,
I wish my talk was better. Didn't have my, my notes weren't, things weren't working as well as I would have liked.
You did well with it, though.
It was fine. Okay.
You did well for the crowd that was there. You talked about your special economic zones.
Yep.
And stuff. It was interesting. I learned a lot from that talk. That's why I listened to it again.
And, you know, for me, I think of this story, right? So, the Saracen horse riders, you might know them as the Mongols, the mm-hmm. Huns, or a whole variety of names that they've been throughout history. But
the horse soldiers.
Yeah, horse soldiers. These people lived in pretty much the most difficult circumstances that a person can live in, which was the steppes of, you know, like southern Russia, the Mongolia, this kind of general area.
They would generally drink the blood of mares because the mares could handle the blood being basically drawn out of them and survive to yep. survive.
A little bit. Yeah. To get some protein. It was hard to live where
yep.
they lived.
Yep.
And they would every few generations rise up and take over some places and then get beaten back or whatever. They may hold a city here and there and that kind of thing. What they found over time was that their children, and they might be able to, they can take over a city. They can lay siege to a city. They can take it. Their children couldn't rule. Because they didn't have that steel in them that their dads did. Because they weren't raised out on the steppes.
Right.
They were raised in courts with silks and tutors and fine clothing and these sorts of things. And they just weren't able to hold on.
It's like the generations of wealth thing where the people earn the wealth, people make the wealth worth more, then the grandchildren usually piss through it kind of deal.
And we see this all the time. I mean, how many people do you know? That, you know, I'm generally talking about white Americans here. How many white Americans do you know that can't tell a story about a rich grandfather or a rich great-grandfather that if they'd only been in this particular line of the family, maybe they'd have had some more money or whatever. But it's always this one guy who made a bunch of money and then everybody else frittered it away. Well, I feel like that's what's happened with the country. Some people made a lot of sacrifices to build this up to be the greatest nation on earth, and then, not so much anymore. 855. I'll give you the number. Go to freetalklive.com. Sign up for our newsletter there. It's been Mark with you.
And Jay.
Or telegram.freetalklive.com. You can see our show prep there. Telegram.freetalklive.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now as I speak by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDark Bags are lab tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.